recording is starting.
Recording has just started.
I guess we're waiting on Bob, right? I think that's it.
I apologize. I got on the phone at about 10 minutes still, and I couldn't figure out how to get off my mute. So I called back in. So anyway, here we are. I heard Don Lee. I thought I heard Roland. Maybe we can just go down the roll right quick. Charles?
Here.
Okay. Rob?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike Ford?
Here.
All right, Wayne Prevail?
Here.
Lloyd?
Here, sir.
All right, Greg?
Here.
Mike Nancy? I think I heard Cyrus. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Bennett?
Here.
Good. Okay, looks like we're just missing Mike Nancy right now. All right, well, this shouldn't take too long, but I'll go ahead and get started. As usual, we have opening remarks, and I'll now call our meeting to order. It's 10:06, the tax relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. We have a quorum. The general policy is, I don't know if others from the public have dialed in, but you're welcome to comment. I'll try to pause couple of times to allow you adequate time to jump in. I know it's hard on a call. But also, before we get started, any general comments from committee members or staff? All right, the main item, which is a short list here, is I asked Shelley if she or Ron or someone could give us a Prop 2 general update. Since we didn't have anything real significant on the list, I thought it's about time we for them to update us. Go ahead, Chip.
Mike Nassy just joined Bob, sorry.
Oh, good. Thanks, Mike.
This is Ron Hatlett with the TCEQ. We've completed the 2015 summary report, the annual report. It should be posted by the end of this month on the web. Here's some statistics from it. As of December 31st, 2015, we'd processed 19,047 applications. 91% were approved, 2% were denied, and 7% were withdrawn or returned. In 2015, we processed 1,087 applications. 82% were approved, 1% were denied, and 17% were withdrawn or returned. The increase in the withdrawn and return is because of the rule change 2 years ago, where if you only get 2 admin tries and 2 technical tries for the applications rejected. Our average processing times for 2015 were 10 days for the admin review and 3 days for the technical review, for a total of 13 days, the application actually being processed by us. We subtract out the time that the application is in the applicant's hands to respond for an NOD. 99% of our technical reviews were completed in fewer than 60 days, which is the standard in the rule. We had 7 appeals last year. We issued positive determinations for 3 DCP Southern Hills pipeline applications. Wise County appealed, and they subsequently withdrew the appeal. We did 2 mixed-use determinations for ELG Metals in Harris County. One was for land, and the other was for a turnings building. We issued a negative for the land because, according to the application, the land had been in their possession since 1987 or 88. And, you know, the constitutional amendment and the statute both say it's the exemption is only available for property that was first taxable on or after January 1st, 1994. They appealed that determination, the negative, sent us documentation saying that they had changed hands in the late 90s. It was a new company. We asked for the application to be remanded to us. We sent them an NRD asking for additional information. They failed to follow up on the NRD.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Is everybody hearing what Ron's saying clearly? Because it's really, really faint for me.
It's pretty faint.
I had to turn him up. Okay.
Okay, is that better?
Not much.
Not much.
Huh. Okay, let me try a different microphone. How about that?
No.
No? How about now?
Same.
Huh.
You should be able to adjust the volume on your end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a landline, and Bob's screaming loud and clear, but Ron's really faint.
Okay, I've been told to talk really loud. We were talking about the mixed determination for ELG metals and their land. We sent them a notice of deficiency letter asking for a follow-up. They didn't follow up, so that appeal was closed. The other appeal was for a building and a turnings facility, similar to the one that had been filed a year before for a different metal recycler in Harris County. We gave them a positive determination for the pollution and coal equipment, but we rejected the roofs, walls, foundations, and floors of the building, which housed production equipment. They appealed. The negative determination was upheld by the commission. And then we did two...
Ron?
Yes?
If I can step in, I don't know what the other committee members might think, but... I'm more concerned about the general issues. I don't know if we should talk about specific names, but I'm open to others and their opinions.
Well, let's just hear the conclusion. He's only a few seconds away from concluding this, I think.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, the names on the appeals are published in the annual report each year, and there's an appeals document that's available. It has all that information in it. The last two appeals were for property known as water quality transition zones, which is a term of use within the Austin City Code. It has to do with stormwater. We issued two negative determinations for those water quality transition zones. The applicant appealed. The commission upheld the negative determinations, and we have been sued in district court on both of those.
All right, thanks.
Sure.
And the reason I had concerns about names is, we typically, it's outside of our scope to get involved in specific applications. And I just didn't want too much Q&A about specific applications because of that concern. So, appreciate the update. Anything else?
This is Shelley Nike with TCEQ. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just wanted to also let you know, and I had told Bob this the other day, we are working on releasing this month a revision to our application form, and that's in conjunction with an IR project we're doing to merge some of our database core data, which is our customer data facility information, with the TCEQ Central Registry, and to bring it up to their data standards. So in order to facilitate that change, we have to move all of the, what they call core data. So if you see, the company name, contact information, facility name and address, has to be put onto the TCEQ core data form. So we just removed those items from our application form. So it's really not any substantive change to what needs to be included in the application. It's just some of the information goes on that form now.
Hey, folks, okay. Can I ask you a quick question of Ron? And he may have covered this, but it was difficult to hear him. Did you give us just the general 2015, how many applications were received, how many were tier one versus others, and what the percentage that was approved was, something like that. Did you give that? I couldn't hear very well at the beginning.
I gave that, but you might not have heard it. 2015, we did 1,087 applications. 82% were approved, 1% were denied, and 17% were withdrawn or returned.
And then how many were Tier 1 versus Tier 2 or 3?
I don't have that information with me, but typically Tier 1 runs about 95% to 96%.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good.
Bob, as part of this item, can we get an update on the status of the litigation coming out of the Hersigs and all that?
Sure, that's fine.
Good morning. This is Don Redmond with TCQ. We finally have received trial court decisions on all of the pending Hersig litigation at the trial court level. The TCQ's decision upholding the negative use determinations were upheld. The Tier 3 applications are on a earlier schedule. Those have been appealed to appellate court. They were transferred to the appellate court of El Paso, and the appeals are still pending there. The decision on the Tier 4 applications was recently handed down here in Travis County. We don't yet have a final order on the Tier 4 applications, and there's been no appeal yet on those applications.
All right. Thanks, Don. Any other questions or updates that we should know about? All right. If nothing else, then I'll go ahead and move to 3A under old business. And I don't know, hopefully, and I apologize, I sent this last night, a draft letter. It's basically to advise commissioners that we did the three-year review, and we recommend no change. Get a lot of background noise from somebody.
This is Don Lee. I move approval.
Okay, thanks, Don. We have a second?
I second it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I should have recognized that voice. Who was that second?
Greg Maxim.
Greg, okay. Thanks, Greg. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve. Any discussion before a vote? Okay, those approved, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Hearing no objection, motion passes. I will send this out hopefully when I get back in the office tomorrow. So, and again, I apologize. I should have done that back in June. So any other old business? Any new business?
Bob, this is Roland,
yes.
Baby.
Uh-huh.
What possibility of maybe for next year and future years that we set a tentative agenda when we're going to have our meetings so we can kind of plan around them?
We could certainly do that. I got to tell you, my challenge has been I've tried my best to get everybody's calendar or pick a date. We can coordinate with TCQ. I usually try to get the meeting agenda or the agenda room availability and then send a note out to all of y'all. There's no reason I can't do that or early, even set it for next year. Unless TCQ knows of something.
What I was thinking is if we had the target date out there, we could all plan around it.
Good idea. I'm good with that. I'll work with Shelley or Ron or someone to see if we can get the available dates and send them all out.
And if we need additional meetings in the interim, we can always do that too. We've always been able
to. Sure. Okay. All right. We'll do that. Anything else? All right. Any comments from the public? I don't know if anybody's called in. Okay, I don't want to act too quickly. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
I so move.
All
second.
Right. Sounds like Wayne.
Second.
All right, we have a second. Those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Thanks for everybody calling in on this. Well,
thanks, Bob.
I'll try to get the next meeting on the calendar pretty soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.